You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
Basketball.
You just got a dance and groove with it.
Basketball.
One more season.
Hey guys, welcome back to the AfterBuzz TV after show for Basketball Wives Season 5, Episode 9, which is also, I believe, the season finale. I know we weren't here last week, so we're going to start off this show a little bit by recapping last week and then going right into the good stuff this week. As always, I am one of your hostesses, Rebecca Prince, and I'm joined by my two very lovely ladies. Take it away.
Hey guys, I'm Spicy Maddie, keeping it hot and sizzling.
Hey guys, I'm Sassy Gabby Loren.
Since we all need an adjective. So last week we weren't able to make it, but we, of course, watched the show at home, so we know everything that went down. Just a little recap. Last week, the ladies were in London. Tammy's daughter got held at gunpoint, which is a crazy situation. Yeah. But it was nice because it also helped Tasha and Susie sort of squash their beef. So, you know, something bad happens and something good comes of it. What'd you guys think of last week's episode? What'd you think of the ladies at London Fashion Week?
London Fashion Week was interesting to me. I know that Tammy mentioned it was a cool location that she decided to pick the bar. But like we said in previous episodes, I think she picked the bar because she can't get anywhere else for her line. However, I do really like her clothing.
Oh, and, Evelyn.
Yeah, Evelyn, yeah. On her fashion show. And I think that, well, first of all, it's nice that it fits all types of women. And second of all, I love how it benefits painisnotlove.org. I think that's such a cool thing that she put together.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I mean, because we were all talking the week before that we thought it was going to be disastrous because in the previews they saw, you know, we saw the model going down. But it turns out that was somebody else's show altogether. So they got us good with that preview.
Yeah, I appreciate that she's turning her negative experience into a positive one as far as the Pain Is Not Love website is concerned. So she's also contributing to, you know, battered women and helping with that cause as well.
Yeah, it was good. It was nice to see that it went off, you know, with as a success, and the ladies had a pretty, you know, mellow, low-key trip this time. I think it's probably the first time in history they've gone on vacation together and no one's fought.
So. But I do want to say something about the whole Susie Tasha thing, because they were angry at each other when they first went to London. Then Susie forgot about why she was arguing with Tasha. And then they had a conversation over dinner about it.
Yeah. But I think, you know, like they kind of said after they sort of heard Tammy's story about her daughter being, you know, robbed at gunpoint, it put things in perspective and it did make her forget about the stupid catty drama. Unfortunately, that didn't seem to happen on this week's show, but we'll get to that later.
Well, I thought that Tasha was poking kind of at Susie while they were on the bus in the beginning of the episode last week. I thought that was really immature. There nobody's pointing fingers or talking trash, and then Tasha just starts going in on Susie. So I felt like, you know, they were asking for it. They were stirring up some drama.
Same with the wine thing, because remember when she got the glass from Susie and she handed it back to Evelyn, and Evelyn's like, okay, here you go.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing is silly, but hopefully these ladies have grown up. I mean, we didn't see too much of Tasha on this week's episode. Of course, last week she opened up to the ladies about a stalker situation she was having with a woman on Twitter who was following her, was following her husband, writing comments on his Instagram wall about getting her tickets to China and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, we finally got to see a little more of some of the stuff that Tasha deals with, but it sort of came all the way to fruition this week when they actually invited this stalker to have dinner with them, which I don't even understand why they would do that.
Right.
If you don't know this woman and she's being a nuisance and causing a problem in your life, why do you welcome her with open arms?
Right. And like Tammy said, stalkers want attention. And Tasha's pretty much giving it to her by letting her come to dinner to discuss the issue and filming it on camera for VH1.
Yeah, it was all, I don't know, everyone wanted Tasha to, you know, confront her, but I don't think anything got resolved from the conversation. I mean, the girl came there, one, she looked crazy. I mean, she looked crazy. If she would have walked in, she kind of looked like a crazier or less attractive crazy version of Kenya.
Maybe they were trying to
play off of one another. I'm not sure, but she looks crazy walking in. They sit down and it's all just kind of, you know, talking in circles. And I don't know if it was the way it was edited or we didn't really get a full experience of what they talked about at dinner, but nothing got resolved. Nothing even, I don't know. Tasha didn't even seem like she wanted to confront her. The other ladies seemed like they wanted to know more than Tasha. So it's like, do you care or do you not care?
I think that she's used to it. I think it was just for the camera, just so that there was more juice added to the Basketball Wives show. I'm sure this is not the first person to claim that they are having an affair or interested in her husband, and she sent photos and she knows the family. Come on now. That was all a bunch of baloney.
I mean, you could
this
find out.
This lady was not a threat at all to them whatsoever.
I agree. And you could find out a lot on Google. You know, if you Google someone, you could find out a whole bunch about them, especially if they're a public figure. It's like anyone could write a Wikipedia page. So really, she could have all that information simply by going online.
And
so,
fans, if you're a fan of someone and you could possibly have no relationship with them whatsoever and just be a fan and took a fan photo, and now you had a 3-year relationship with someone, supposedly, you know, you can write anything, you know, as long as you have just a little bit of ammunition.
But do you think Tasha was wanting, I mean, obviously it was for the cameras, but do you think she wanted to kind of confront this on the show? Because do you think maybe in the back of her mind there is some sort of doubt? I mean, listen, we know men don't always cheat or do things with women that are as attractive or more attractive. It usually ends up being a downgrade. I'm not going to lie. So
say downgrade.
Yes. Yeah, it is. And that's why it's frustrating when you're in that situation. You're like, God, couldn't you have at least got somebody hotter than me? But no, you started slumming it. But I don't know. Do you think that there was like a part of her that had a little bit of doubt, considering she knows her husband has had an affair with their chef? He's gotten caught.
I don't.
I'm curious.
I think that she knew that this person was not a real she was not a real threat.
Yeah.
I think that the reason that she confronted her was not because she felt like there was a possibility of something. I think she confronted her because she wanted us as an audience to know that she addresses the issues whenever there's promiscuity going on in her relationship. I think she's still embarrassed probably about the chef situation. Mm-hmm. So now when a woman is, you know, claiming to have been with her husband, I feel like she felt like to us audience at home and for maybe the Basketball Wives, she needed to address it and let us see her stand up for herself about her relationship.
I think she needs to address it because she, although there is nothing going on between the two, because that stalker is reaching out, you never know, because people link up now through Twitter. And it could happen if he doesn't realize this girl is crazy. So it's nice that she's addressing it. And at the same time, it's like these girls deal with it, but this person is actually calling her phone. And it's kind of the next level of stalker. I think anything where they're like calling your phone, showing up at your house, you know, stalking out your family, that's when it's a little more serious, when it's physical, I think.
But listen, I'm not mad at Tasha. You have to pay attention to those comments on Instagram and stuff. You can find out a whole lot on social media.
But they're just adding fuel to the fire, though. Like, if this girl's already crazy and thinks that she's a part of this Basketball Wives life and that she's having an affair with her husband, I mean, now she's been mic'd up. She's talked to producers. I mean, what she's claiming is now giving her that added attention that she's been desiring.
Well, the thirst is real, and clearly she got her thing. So moving right along, the next sort of thing that I thought was an interesting point of the show, and maybe like there was a lot of hot mess situations in this episode, but I kind of thought Shawnee's play, the wives of basketball, I'm sorry, Shawnee, no. That's literally what I wrote on my notes. No, I don't think there's any need for a play version of Basketball Wives. And nor do I think that short representation that they gave us was a good look. I know it was just, you know, showing the set and showing, you know, the logo and a small little snippet, but mm-mm.
I would find it really, really hard to pull off this play without it being 100% cheesy. Like, I would be surprised if it wasn't, like, if it even reached 80%. I just don't think that this is possible for anybody to take seriously.
Yeah. I mean, why do you need a stage version of Basketball Wives? And no less, it's going to clearly, I mean, the dude broke out into song. It's going to be a musical. Why do we need a musical, you know, version of Basketball Wives?
I disagree with you guys. I think that this play might be cool. Like, it's, I don't know. I enjoy going to things that involve music, but more like modern music. Mm-hmm. And or even like back in the old days, like I went to Jersey Boys last year and I'm going to see Motown this year. Those shows are fun to me. And I think if they add that flavor in of like the modern R&B with some old school, it might be really cool.
Listen, I'm all for plays. I saw In the Heights. I saw what's the Green Day one? Book of Mormon. I like that kind of stuff. I just think that this is like, this is Shawnee trying to take the brand or expand the brand to an area that it really doesn't have a business being in. Like, let's be honest. These ladies, they have great lives. They're on a reality show. So even though they're not Basketball Wives anymore, they're making money. They have opportunities. What is a stage version of this going to do?
They're going to show the trials and tribulations of wives that, you know, are with athletes. I want to see the drama.
But they couldn't capture that on a TV show. How are they going to capture it in a play?
Because we can't see the men on the TV show. Now we could see the men up close and personal.
But we're not seeing the men. We're just
not the real men.
Characters. And I don't know. I'm just
we're
like,
still not going to get real basketball wives or real basketball players.
I'm just happy though, because when, you know, when they said, okay, we're bringing out two actors to give a snippet, I thought Marlon, her boyfriend, was going to walk out, and I was going to be like, oh,
I guess
no,
he didn't get the job.
Oh, that's right. Did he get it? No,
I don't think so. Maybe he can't sing, so that's the justification.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But at least she let him audition.
At least. I don't know. Would you guys, I mean, I'm curious, with the fans out there, the diehard Basketball Wives fans, would you be interested in going to see a stage version of this? Would you go and pay, theater tickets aren't cheap. Would you go and pay money to watch The Wives of Basketball?
Well, I mean, it's definitely off-Broadway. Like, this isn't going to be in Times Square.
Well, I know, but still, shoot, you have to pay for that.
Yeah, but it's probably not going to be that bad. You could get nosebleed seats on Broadway for, like, what? Like, I don't know, $40, I feel like.
It's $40 that I'm not willing to spend. And I'm a Basketball Wives fan, you know? I mean, I love this show, but I just can't. I can't. This is taking it to one step that I just don't. I think it's just, you know, you're doing it for the heck of doing it, and it really isn't going to be quality, so why do it?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of quality, it was also the return of Kenya Bell this week.
Which was not quality. I am sorry. I feel very strongly about the fact that she should not, nor should she be on. She should not be on TV, nor should she be on the internet. I don't want to see her face on anything whatsoever.
What about the stage?
Ever pulsed. Okay, not even the stage. She has no talent. She's unattractive. She has a bad attitude. She is crazy. Her thoughts, if you just listen to her speak, I mean, they do not connect. I mean, she's a bat case. And so I know that they're bringing her on just to taunt, but I do not like looking at her.
I agree. She was nuts. And I thought it was hilarious how sort of, you know, Tammy presented Kenya's return to the ladies. They all go bowling, or we didn't see any bowling, but they all go have drinks at the bowling alley. And she's sort of telling everyone, guess who? Pop back up. And it sort of sends Evelyn and Susie like off on these wild rants. And I get it. You know, they obviously didn't have a great relationship last year, but I mean, it was funny. Once they heard the title of the song, Hate Me, it was like Evelyn had her whole speech planned out for like what she was going to do when she went to the performance, if she said it was about her or dedicated it to any of the ladies. And I thought it was hilarious.
Go ahead. Were you going to say something?
Yeah, for the most part, I think that Susie's been the person that stirs the pot up this season, because every time there's controversy, it's because she asks some stupid-ass question or, you know, she has a problem with something. And I love how they keep saying now that she has a little Tammy on her shoulder, she just speaks up. And I think she just finds reason to get mad at these ladies and find problems so that she can look tough in front of everybody else and in front of America.
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious, though, that she brought tomatoes to the performance.
Oh, that was hysterical.
I think that Susie really is trying to stand up for herself. I think that she believes that she's doing the right thing, though. I don't think that she's doing it to be a corn nugget. I just think that Susie is corny, and so she knows not what she does. But I think in her mind, she really believes it's time for me to stand up for my rights. I'm tired of being punked. And her and I think Tasha feel like they have the most that they have to prove to everybody. And that's why there's this like controversy going on. But I think it's the perfect timing because Tammy and Evelyn can't be those conflicts on the season because they got reprimanded so much last season. So we need some kind of drama. So I appreciate Susie trying to stir it up, you know, with what she can.
This is just so ridiculous. So, like, the fight itself, I mean, come on, you guys. The lyrics are the most generic hip-hop lyrics I've ever heard in my life. These bitches hating on me. Like, and then Susie needs to point out that it's plural. I love it.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, Kenya's performance, we have to just address Kenya's performance. One, she comes out there. She's already huffing and puffing before she even takes the stage.
She sounds like she had sex before she went up there. Like, she was out of breath.
She was out of breath. She shows up looking a hot mess. She was wearing tights and a leotard and some sequin.
Something that was too young. Shawl. She got it at the rave or something like that. But she...
Where were her pants?
She was wearing, you know, her...
She's trying to be Beyonce, you guys. No. I know. That's a definite
she was
no.
She's wearing pantyhose, and she looks like she's 50 now.
Listen, it's not even... I'm not even knocking people because of her age. Like, Madonna is an older performer, and Madonna goes out there and kills
But Madonna is a bad bee. But Madonna has been perfecting her craft for more than 20 years, so she has mastered it, and she's timeless. She's an icon.
I agree.
This girl's not an icon.
I agree. And I just don't understand. Well, one, if that, as an artist, you have to know that what you put out there, no matter what, I mean, this is, you know, it's on VH1 and it's in front of millions of people, not in addition to, you know, whoever was there while recording it and uploading it to YouTube. Like, you have to really know what you're doing. You have to master your craft. You have to try and be the best at it that you can be. And Kenya just seems really okay with being bad, you know, like she doesn't even seem like, you know, she doesn't even make excuses for it. She just goes up there. She sang along to the track. She sounded crazy. She looked crazy. And I don't know, like you rehearse for these things. No, like you have to have a sound check. Like, I don't know where
she doesn't believe that she's mediocre. Like, she has no clue. She's clueless to the fact that she's awful. And I will say this too. I appreciate this episode, Tammy addressing the fact that her vocals were off, that she sucks, and but finding, you know, a bright side to it. And then because Tammy did it again, even when Susie got her ass beat, she was like, Susie, you got your ass beat, but I appreciate you standing up for herself. Like, Tammy is really, I feel like, making a genuine effort to put a positive spin on every negative situation.
I agree, but I also thought, you know, moving beyond the performance where they recap the next day, you know, I appreciate that Tammy's at least honest with her and lets her know, like, girl, you were winded. You know, you're on a label now. You have to, you know, you have to get it together. But Kenya's response, I mean, that's also how you know. Listen, no one wants to be criticized, but that's also how you have to know. You have to know some people are trying to be constructive and some people are trying to help you.
Right.
And I genuinely think Tammy wasn't trying to clown her. She could have very well made fun of her and made her look like an idiot. She was genuinely trying to give her some constructive criticism, and she's just not open to it. And I don't know if it's because she's delusional or she just thinks she's really good.
But Tammy's one of those friends that keeps it real. She's been giving constructive criticism, I will say, this entire season, and usually I feel like she's, you know, got this attitude thing going on, but she's been chilling out a lot more these past episodes. Even when she addressed the thing with Tasha not having her weave bar up to par, Tasha turned around and had attitude with her when she was just giving constructive criticism. I think Tammy is really genuinely trying to make an effort to be a real true friend and keep it real with these women, and they can't handle it.
I'm not so sure about that. I think that's why these girls have their guard up, because they're not used to Tammy trying to be constructive with anything.
True.
And
good point.
With the Tasha thing, I don't know. To me, it came off as a little bitchy. She's right, but she's kind of putting it out there in kind of a nasty way, if you think about it. Like, what other businesses have you started? Oh, did that last and work out? No.
So you think, like, there's, like, a little haterism, too?
Yeah, there's underneath. A little haterism. She's kind of like, backhanded. Look, see, it sucks. Like, she's trying to point that out.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I just, at least, you know, I would like if someone, if I decided to be a singer and I was like, oh, I'm going to have a show in L.A. and I get up there and I'm terrible, I don't want people to just tell me I'm good, because ultimately it doesn't make you any better.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you need someone, you don't want to hear you're terrible, but if you need to hear that you have things that you could work on and improve. And there was a lot of that for Kenya.
So she would not admit to who the song was about. Kenya would not say it.
But I kept hearing her say, it's not about any of you. I heard her say it,
exactly.
But not her, like, face
she was
on
saying
camera.
That the girl's not here. The cast member's not here. So it couldn't be anybody other than Keisha.
And honestly, I don't think that's true either, only because, not saying her and Keisha didn't have beef, but, like, out of all the ladies you had issues with, Keisha never physically attacked you. Evelyn physically attacked you. There's all these other, you know, people who you really had confrontations with last season. But I think that's Kenya being a punk, and I don't think Kenya wanted to own up to it. Regardless, the song sucked. It doesn't matter. Like, it's a crappy song. No one's going to download it on iTunes. Sorry. So why not just own up to who it's about? If you want to invite these ladies to be there to support you, at least have, you know, at least have the balls to
tell them. Well, I think she thinks that it was bomb. I think she thinks her song is off the chain, because she, when Susie addressed it, like, is it about me? Well, do you want it to be about you? Like, as if, you know, my song is the bomb and you'd be blessed to have my song be about you. Like, I really think
that that's the way they were kind of acting, because they kept inquiring who this shit is about. And it's like, the first time she says it's not about you, just drop it. Who the hell cares anymore? It sucks anyway.
Because they think she's being a punk and she's not admitting who it's about.
Yeah, it's like she opened up Pandora's box because she told Tammy, who Tammy is close with the rest of the group. So, of course, Tammy's going to go back and say, oh, well, she said it's not about me, but it is about one of you in the group. So, at that point, just own up to it. You know Tammy told them that, so just own it. It's not like Evelyn is at the point. If you said, Evelyn, it's about you, Evelyn was not going to get up and beat your ass. It wasn't going to happen. It's going to look bad on Evelyn. She learned her lesson last year. She knows she can't go there.
Mm-hmm.
So just own it.
But preach. So why is she, like, afraid to tell them? This is what I don't get. Like, Kenya's a bad bitch. Like, she doesn't need to be scared.
Kenya is not a bad bitch.
You don't think so? I mean, like, she's not scared of Susie.
Scary.
And Susie's the one that cares the most.
She's crazy. Kenya's crazy. Kenya definitely, you know, I don't think she lives in the real world. One, I'd be curious to know what label signed her.
Right. She wasn't saying which label.
But she's with Jazzy Faye, so.
No, she said Jazzy Faye did the song. She did not say Jazzy Faye is, like, I'm on Jazzy Faye's label. There's a big difference
between.
And
he probably did the
song. And he did the beat or something.
For, like, a good amount of money. He probably was like, you know what? I need to get my dog a new outfit. Let me go ahead and produce this song for her real quick.
Yeah, I don't know. It was definitely, it was a mess. I mean, the only word to describe that performance for me was a hot mess.
Hot ass mess.
I mean,
I think if she had dancers and she didn't sound winded, it would have been a lot better.
I think if she had talent, it would have sounded a lot better.
And yeah, because Tammy, like, Tammy
this
really
is not
keeps
haterism, y'all. This is the truth. She sucks.
Yeah, but Tammy admitted that she's good when she actually is singing.
Yeah, but I have never heard that. I mean, even last year when she was on the
no
show
proof.
We never heard her sing where it was like, oh, yeah. Like, every time they asked her to sing or perform, it was, you know, oh, I can't dance in this outfit, or oh, I can't do this, you know, so I don't know, you
and
know, listen.
And she was singing to her own song, like, it wasn't even, like, pure vocal. She had backup on her song of herself.
Yeah, it was bad, guys. There's no way. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can't.
10 thumbs down. I'm sorry.
I can't.
I agree with you,
but I can't give her anything. I would like to.
But I definitely appreciate you standing up.
Well, no, I don't think it was a good performance, like, by any means, especially coming from me, because I was a dancer all my life. But I do think that if she can sing, she has potential. She just needs to work on her craft with her people she claims she has behind her.
Well, if they were at that show, let's hope they went back to the, you know, the label, and they had a meeting in a big conference room, and they were like, girl, you need to do this, you need to do that, and you need to do this. You cannot walk on stage winded after not doing anything.
Or just starting with your finger in the air, you know, that or was just inappropriate.
Having no pants on. Put some pants on. You're a mother. You've got children. Put some pants on. At least look cute. At least, like, make sure that you, like, so when you come out, if your vocals are a little off, at least they're like, well, she looked good.
Beyonce has a child now, but Beyonce can come out like that.
Oh, Beyonce, I don't ever want her to wear pants.
But ever. She's prepared. Not only, now that's a bad bitch right there. Not only can she dance, she's beautiful, she could wear anything that she wants to and still put on the performance of her life. Kenya cannot do that. Kenya needs to figure out her own lane and try lip syncing or karaoke. But she should not come out with a record whatsoever.
I think she has potential, you guys. Just not off of what, like, her voice sounded like on that performance. I think, like, she has a good look and she could probably, if Tammy's right and she has the talent, I think she can hone it. But she's stupid for going out prematurely and showcasing her shit on VH1 when it's not up to par.
Yeah. The one thing we know for sure, she may not have any talent, but the girl can fight.
And I wish we would have seen that, though. I wish we would have seen her chunk them, like, actually that's throw the blows and the hits land.
I know, yeah. But, you know, after last season, they don't show fights anymore. All I know is that Susie made it clear from the beginning of the episode to the very end, every time Kenya's name was brought up, Susie needed to let us all know how much she hated her. Mm-hmm. She hated her. She hates her. She can't stand looking at her face. And cool, I get it. I don't really know what Kenya did to Susie last year. I mean, she kept calling her cocktail fake, which I see because she was sitting there and she was talking like a valley girl. What's going on with you guys and all this? But, like, I don't know. The fight was so, it's so stupid. It was such a stupid thing to fight about. But I do wish I saw it because Susie's face afterwards looked crazy.
Well, she's very, very fair. And so it looks like some scratches were landed, a busted lip, which mm-hmm. if I were her, she needs to keep her butt at home and her mouth shut. Only because Susie just recently came out of a jaw surgery. Yes. You don't want to start or initiate any fights that you know you're not professionally trained for. You know, and Susie doesn't have a background in Muay Thai or, you know, like any kind of UFC fight, nothing. So keep your mouth shut and just be sweet gumball Susie. Because what the heck? Heal properly before you start trying to punk hoes.
I agree. It seems so ridiculous. And granted, I told you that there was going to be this fight on the show because I had heard a long time ago. And it was sort of, you know, the whole interaction was set up and instigated by producers. But Susie doesn't fight people. She's never fought people on the 5 seasons of the show. So I don't understand why on season 5, the finale, she decides to, you know, go for it. And with the craziest person.
Everyone keeps siding on the cast, keeps siding with Susie that, you know, she's not starting these fights. They keep telling her that. I don't know if you guys notice in, like, the conversations they have with whatever they're doing. But honestly, Susie goes in for it. And like I said, I think she's trying to prove herself. And mm-hmm. I don't think these other girls are starting half the problems, not even with Tasha. I think Susie is, like, the main thing. Even when she came at Tasha in that fight when she was trying to reconcile, she started up and cursing at her. Yeah. Well, where do you think that conversation is going to go? Right. If she doesn't think she's wrong in any situation, please.
Yeah, I just don't know exactly. You know, I've watched the show from season 1, and I don't know exactly what Susie sort of feels like, what she's trying to prove. You know, like, Susie has always, you know, she's always kind of been the middleman. She's always kind mm-hmm. of been the girl who's friends with everybody and finds herself in the middle of situations. And she does stir the pot because she has a big mouth and one group tells her one thing and she goes back and tells the other group. But I don't know what per se all of a sudden, like, she feels like she needs to come out and defend herself. That I am a little like, I sit there and I'm like, well, what do you mean she's tired of, you know, not defending herself and getting walked all over? I don't know.
She does get walked all over.
I think Tasha walked all over her this season, but in the past,
but not just Tasha. I think Evelyn, Tammy, I think every single person at some point has been a little bit coy with her or a little bit attitude-y or said comments that you wouldn't say to somebody who you actually respected that True. You thought would beat your ass. And so because they've made these snarky remarks at her, I feel like this season she was like, okay, y'all can't fight. But this is my time to shine and step up for myself. And that's her own personal insecurity. That's her own personal, I'm getting punk left and right. I need to show you guys that I'm not a punk. Yeah. But really, I think that she does have a softer personality, and there's nothing wrong with that. If you're going to be soft, own it, because when you pretend to be a bad bitch and you're not, you get your ass whooped. So
I agree with you, and I don't feel like she necessarily, I feel like her sort of, you know, talking about having little Tammy on her shoulder and the need to prove herself, I actually feel like it kind of made her look stupid. It made her look worse than she really is.
Because she's picking fights.
Yeah, she's an attention seeker. That's what she wants. And she's getting more airtime because of it, and more of the stories are revolving around her. So mission accomplished, I guess.
I guess. It took 5 seasons, but why not go out with a bang?
Well, she kept saying, she's like, I'm not going to walk out. I'm not going to be that girl. I'm happy that I stood up for myself. But you're standing up to someone over a verbal argument. Your life was not threatened. You weren't physically threatened. And so, therefore, physical contact was unnecessary.
And she, I mean, you heard her when, you know, because obviously they cut away from the fight, so he didn't see it. But she also, when she's talking to the girls afterwards, she's almost defending it like, well, she came after me. But in the interaction we saw, Susie, you know, yes, she told her she didn't, you know, give a fuck about Kenya. So she did start the verbal spat. But she also started, you know, the physical, because from what we saw, the way it was cut, she was the one who stood up first. She was the one who threw something, and then cut, boom, boom, bloody lip, scratches all over the face. Kenya just, her weave looked crazy. So I don't know if Susie didn't land anything, or Kenya just had crazy hair, which is nothing
new. And then they just show Kenya staring at the girls, like, on the side of the hallway, which was very scary and spooky, but appropriate for Halloween season, I guess.
Well, she always has, like, crazy, like, really good crazy faces. Even in, where were they last year? In Bora Bora. Remember, she came to the table, she sat down, and she just started, like, glaring at them. And everyone was like, she pulled her chair back. Everyone's like, guys, what's going on? Like, she's good at giving crazy face.
Mm-hmm.
And we know she is crazy. She stabbed her husband.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You're certified crazy when you start stabbing folks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess, you know, for the season finale, at least it went out with a mini bang, I would say. I wouldn't say it was like a crazy bang, but it was a mini bang. Overall, what was your impression of this season?
I was disappointed. On a scale of 1 to 10 for a season finale, I would probably give it a 6. 5, 6. A 6. A 6. But overall, the season, I would give it a strong 7.5.
Okay.
I'm going to give that a 4 because what is making me wanting to see more? Like, that was such a horrible ending because they just left off with them walking out of the room.
Yeah.
Like, come on, give me something to come back and watch the next season.
I know. Well, the thing is, and this is, you know, since we're going into news and gossip, I heard that this is the final season.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Oop, oop. There's my
more like spoiler
music.
Alert.
But yeah, it's been no secret, but I'm pretty sure that this is the last season of Basketball Wives for the original cast. Not saying that it won't pop up in other cities, and of course LA is going to keep going on, but this is it for, you know, the Evelyn, the Tammy, the Shawnees. This is it for the original cast. So for me, it was just kind of like, if this was the finale, and we didn't see teasers of the reunion, so I'm not sure if there's a reunion happening. I'm sure there will be, but it just seemed to kind of, you know, fizzle out. And the show was better than this for 5 seasons, and I just kind of wish if this was it and this is how they're ending it, that they would have, you know, they would have gone out with a bang, or they would have, you know, tied storylines up pretty and let it be that. But another little piece of news and gossip that involves one of our Basketball Wives. So we all know about the, you know, the chef story with Tasha.
Right.
Just this week it was revealed that Stefan has finally paid off the remaining $340,000 that he agreed, you know, he agreed to pay the chef $900,000 to keep their affair quiet.
Mm-hmm.
He paid her $600,000 and he stopped. So she sued him, which is why everyone now knows about the affair. And a judge ruled in her favor and said you have to pay her the remaining money, and he finally paid his debt. So now, you know, $900,000 later, for what you thought was going to be silence, everyone knows about, and the chef is laughing all the way to the bank.
He should have just paid his debt. But that's so crazy to me, for someone to get paid for having slept with you and not telling anybody about it. That is just...
People are trifling.
All you know is a verbal agreement's binding. So learn from that. And if you're going to tell someone, you know, your groupie or your jump off or your side chick, whatever you want to call her, your mistress, if you tell her you're going to pay her $1 million, you better pay her $1 million, because otherwise the whole world is going to find out via TMZ. Thank you so much.
I want to know where this chef is working at now. That's really what I want to know.
How do you prove that you said that? There had to have been texts or probably bank a receipts, written
agreement, like, no?
It was, or bank statements of, yeah, you know, large sums of money coming into her account. Like, well, these were the payments. He said he was going to give me $900,000. I don't know. But he paid off his debt. So now the chef is $1 million richer and everyone knows about his affair.
That is crazy.
It's a win-lose situation, I guess. So I don't know if we can really have predictions because we don't know if there's going to be a reunion. If there is a reunion and Kenya comes back, I'm sure Crazy Town will be there. So I look forward to that, hopefully.
I think that there might be a possible spinoff of Evelyn and her daughter. Ooh, you never know.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Like maybe teaching her daughter how to be like a basketball wife or something.
Maybe. That could be interesting. I would rather see like Evelyn and Tammy get their own spinoff because the two of them, like their facial They're expressions enough, yeah. and everything, they crack me up and I could watch them
They're all day.
Oh, yeah, 100%. If there was a reunion show, would love to see the stalker come back.
Oh, God. Oh, gosh. I would throw up.
I would like to see the stalker come back and Kenya come back and the two of them fight because they both seem so crazy. Yeah. Like, that would be a good one. And maybe they would show it.
They need a spinoff really called Ratchet them. Wives.
That would Ratchet be the Wives. I love that.
That would be the spinoff.
And we'd have the after show here at AfterBuzz TV. Well, in the meantime, guys, you know, we're always working, the three of us, so you can follow us when we're not talking about Basketball Wives. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at RebeccaPrinceTV.
You can play with my Twitter at Spicy_Madi, or you can stroke my Instagram at Spicy_Madi.
Such a pervert.
I am.
Well, she's spicy. What can you do? So you guys follow me on Twitter, Gabrielle_Loren, or Instagram, GabbyLO87.
And we'll see you next season if there is one, or at least for Basketball Wives LA.
Bye, guys.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.